This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, Bart Scott.
That's so disrespectful.
The Nets as the bad boys of the NBA today, and you don't like that? Although you heard what Stephen A. said, that the difference is that when the Pistons showed up, like they came to your building, came to wreak havoc to your city.
Yeah, just because you got black uniforms don't make you gangster. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Pistons was gangster. You know what I'm saying? They came in and they played defense. They beat you up physically. I don't know if you're
but
bad
I think the point is...
They're the soft boys.
Are they... but are they... unlikable? Are they the kind of villain, the team that you love to hate in the NBA? Because, look, it's good for a sport to have that team. Now, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. And joining us right now, friend of the show, Brian Windhorst on the Goodyear Hotline. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What do you think of that conversation? Stephen A. had that conversation yesterday morning. And Bart made a face when he heard the reference to the Pistons. But I've kind of said this about the Nets, and Stephen A. has said it as well. They're sort of the evil empire now in the league. It's everybody's got to try to beat them, and they have all the tools to win. But there's something about them, media-wise, I mean, they get fined all the time for not talking to anybody, that there is a sort of unlikable quality to them. Do you buy that?
I don't think that exists within the league. I think there are fans who maybe don't like the, you know, alleged stacking of the deck. Although I feel like it turned because they signed Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. And for some reason, when and during buyouts, they think that they're signing players who are in their prime. This happened when the Warriors signed DeMarcus Cousins. And people were like, oh, my God, this is the greatest assemblage and talent in the history of blown up air basketball. And I was like, yeah, but DeMarcus just blew his Achilles. There was a reason he was available, you know, but that's a different story. I feel like it turned in the buyout season. You know, the Nets took it in the teeth for 5 years to build this. And to me, the real, if you're going to get angry about the Nets as a fan, be angry that they are basically saying that defense doesn't matter, that in today's day and age, you know, the insult to the Pistons is that they think that they can win a title without defending.
Thank you.
That's what if you're going to be offended at them, that's what I think is fair.
I mean, I think the same people that criticize the Nets can criticize the Lakers because they got Drummond. Is Drummond not in his prime? Was he not a franchise centerpiece for the Pistons just a couple years ago before the game passed him by and his game never evolved? He's a blown-up Dwight Howard that they're trying to replace because they don't have that big body there, and Anthony Davis hates playing center. But, you know, let's go over to the left coast. I like to start with the left coast because I'm truly concerned. I know you've covered LeBron James ever since high school, you know, and has it ever been more uncertainty about – one of his squads being able to compete when the tournament's about to start than this current Lakers team?
Well, he's had teams sort of fall their way into the playoffs in the past, but he's always been healthy. You know, that team that he took to the finals the last year in Cleveland, he was in Cleveland, that team was – they had to win two game sevens to make it to the finals. But they had a super healthy LeBron. He played all 82 games of the regular season and all the playoffs that year. So to me, their issue is I just don't know where he is. And, you know, part of me suspects, and I don't know how LeBron's ankle is truly feeling. They're doing a very good job of keeping that under wraps. But part of me suspects that LeBron knows that his team is probably headed for the play-in tournament. And that's why he went on that rant about it. And he has basically made the calculated decision, I'm going to rest for these last 2 weeks, and we'll just deal with the play-in because it makes more sense for me. It's a better tactical decision. It upsets him because he has to go to the play-in because he's made decisions like that in the past. You can always count on LeBron thinking about the big picture and thinking ahead. So I suspect that this sit-down here is an attempt to save up some energy, knowing that they're going to have to expend more energy just to get into the playoffs in a week or two.
Did he tell Jeannie Buss to fire herself because she's a part of the department that decided to put this tournament together? No, I'm just playing. That was a joke.
Guys, anybody who is involved in the play-in tournament, you have to disregard their opinion.
Exactly.
You have to disregard it. Like, I've seen Monty Williams the coach of the Suns complain about how the number one or two seed are disadvantaged by not knowing who they're going to play. A year ago, the Suns finished ninth and missed the playoffs. Do you think he would have felt differently a year ago? Of course he would. But yes, they have to say what they have to say.
Yeah, the only teams that would like the 7-10 are teams like the Pelicans and the Wizards, right? Like, you know, we could have a scenario, Wendy, as I'm watching the Wizards and what they look like now as Russell Westbrook has just found the fountain of youth. Could we have a first time ever 10th seed in the NBA Finals? Like, would that, like, is it that crazy to think? No. With the way they're playing?
Yeah, that's crazy to think.
Well, you know, but just hypothetically, of course. Thanks for playing along. When we're talking about, obviously, we're at the end of the season now. The voting is coming. Do you still vote? Do you still get a chance to vote?
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
So, MVP, who's getting your vote?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with Jokic. I wasn't there a couple of weeks ago, but he's been so terrific since Jamal Murray got out. He's elevated his game even more. I think Joel Embiid has had a spectacular season worthy of the MVP. But Jokic is having historic numbers and his leadership. And not only that, by the way, it's not just Jamal Murray. Their next two guards,
right?
Monte Morris and PJ Dozier, also have gotten hurt. They're now down to like their fourth guard. And so Jokic basically has to be the creator of the offense as well as do everything he does, putting the ball in the basket and rebounding. So, and by the way, he's going to win it going away. I don't know how big the percentage is going to be, but I don't think it's going to be close. In fact, I don't think any of the awards are even much in doubt right now, with the exception of Coach of the Year. That one, I think, is still a little up in the air.
That's where I was going to go next. If you had if you're picking a Coach of the Year here, give me the guy. The three finalists I think would be obvious. You tell me if I'm missing somebody out of Monty Williams, out of Quinn Snyder and Tom Thibodeau. Is there someone that I'm completely missing?
Nope. Those are the three that'll probably finish 1, 2, 3.
And who should get it?
Well, you know, I think the Jazz, especially if they get the number one seed, are going to sweep a lot of awards. I could see Gobert getting defense. Gobert, I think, will win Defensive Player of the Year. I think Jordan Clarkson will win Sixth Man of the Year. I think there's a chance that if they get the number one seed, it's going to be Quinn Snyder. But the Knicks have an amazing four games here. Everything that they've done this last 6 weeks, where they've been awesome, is kind of on the line the rest of this road trip, because they're in fourth place, which if they hold on to fourth place somehow, I don't know how I can't vote for Tibbs. Because if this team that had the lowest payroll in the league to start the season, and really not much prospects, gets home court advantage in the first round, it'd be one of the most stunning turns of head of expectations that I've seen. However, they've got four tough games left on this trip, especially tonight in Phoenix. And guys, if they lose three of the four, they could be in seventh when they come home. So they've got a lot on the line these next four games. It's not that, like you say, well, everything comes down to Tibbs' candidacy. It's not like he's done a different job. But it's one thing if you're looking at Quinn Snyder, who's got the number one overall seed, and you're looking at Tom Thibodeau, who did great, but his team's in seventh.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to go back to Denver just for a minute, because how impressed have you been with Michael Porter? Because we know that he kind of rubs people the wrong way with his arrogance, telling them, give me the ball. He kind of gives you that Anthony Edwards type of vibe, right, where he got a very punchable face where you're like, he pisses you off because he's so arrogant. But the talent is undeniable. And, you know, if he continues to play at this level, how far can this Denver Nuggets team, you know, go?
You know, it's one of the big questions of the postseason. I mean, when they traded for Aaron Gordon, the way that things fell into place for the roles that all of them played on the team, especially defensively, I was starting to think that they were going to be my championship pick, because I've said this before, but they reminded me of when the Detroit Pistons traded for Rasheed Wallace back in 2004. Not that Aaron Gordon is Rasheed Wallace, but bringing a guy like Rasheed into that Pistons team aligned everybody's role so perfectly. Mm-hmm. Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace and Tayshaun Prince, and all of a sudden they were able to come together as a team. They elevated as a group more than they would have just getting Rasheed. That's what I was seeing with the Nuggets. They improved so much defensively, especially on a possession-by-possession basis, by having a guy like Aaron Gordon, his great size out there, and it really freed up and limited some of Michael Porter's defensive issues. And I was kind of seeing them as maybe they could do it. They were aligning like they could do it. And then they lose their guy who was a difference maker in the postseason. Now, we may get into the postseason and we may see Michael Porter Jr. put up 38, 41 games.
Oh, it sounded like we lost. Yeah, we lost Wendy. It sounded like the signal was going bad. That was the last really question we were going to have for him anyway. So we just will say we appreciate having him on.
See, I like jerks, man. Move from there. I love jerks, man. I love Michael Porter. I love Anthony Edwards.
He did laugh. Anthony. When you said punchable face, he just started laughing. Again, Brian Windhorst, who joined us on the Goodyear Hotline, he was giving us a straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. But I guess the comparison between the Nets and the Pistons, you know, that bad boy thing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad boy thing with the Nets.
It's about chemistry.
It's more of it's the likability. Now,
yeah.
If you love basketball, you love watching those three play.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not about that as much as it, I think, what he said. When the buyout season started.
Right.
And they started landing names you've heard of. When they were getting brand names.
But this has always been the case.
Of course, those guys always jump on those teams.
Right. Where are they going to go? Go to a team that's struggling?
But fans just get like that. Now, who else are they going to get? What else? You know, like that happens. So we had Quentin Richardson on this morning on KJZ, and I asked him because, you know, he's a tough dude, Chicago guy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And he, and I said, if you had the choice, would you play, like, would you jump on Brooklyn to catch a ring, or would you want to play against them to, like, let's take them on, right? Like, let's get in the fight.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't like the phrase jump on board and catch a ring. Like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. So, okay, I'd love to play with them, but I don't want to be some extra, right?
Yeah.
So he said, but I'd love to, you know, this is basketball, it's competition. You'd love to take them on. So the only question that's really left to be seen is who in the East is going to be that team that's going to take them toe-to-toe? They might not beat them, but they give them the toughest test. Who's that going to be?
It could be the Bucks because of what they offer, man, because Brooke Lopez can open the court up. He can space the court, and you really don't be able to use DeAndre Jordan. And now, like, they really haven't had an answer, and they lost to him two games in a row. Mm-hmm. And Drew Holiday, the fact that he has the ability to play. Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, I mean, Drew Holiday being able to affect Kyrie a little bit, his great defense and things of that sort. And, like, they haven't really had an answer for Giannis, right? You put Blake Griffin out there. He's playing so far, I can't even see him in the same screen. You know what I mean? He's so far back. I'm like, man, I know he can't shoot, man. But, like, what the hell are you doing? You getting in the passing lanes? Like, you
I want you to watch something. I want you to watch something for me. The next time you see a Giannis Antetokounmpo highlight film, watch the shots that he makes. There's never anybody near him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable. Like, the highlight film of Giannis is usually when it's a jump shot, there's no one near him.
You're like, man, did he pull up for a fast break? Yeah. Like, was it transition three?
You see anybody near him because you are willing to give that up. Because if you get too close to him, in one dribble, he's at the rim.
Yeah, he got the Euro step. He's so long.
And he's got the go-go gadget arms.
Who gets more space to shoot, him or Zion?
Wow. Yeah, both of them. That's how you have to play them.
It's like, nah,
you defend them both the same
way.
Nah,
we good. All you, bro.
Because if he's within 8 feet of the basket, he's an arm's length away.
Yeah.
And that means he could just dunk on you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Grab some calls here. Let's go to Pierre, who's in Putnam. Pierre.
Where's that, Germany?
What up, fellas? What up?
What up?
I don't know what it is, but I always get down with you guys. This is call number four.
All right.
Bart, before I even start, I got to shout you out. My greatest Jet moment was watching you beat the Patriots and yelling, can't wait. I'm not old enough for Namath, so that's my greatest moment.
It's a good time.
Han, I called a couple months ago saying I did not want the James Harden trade, and you schooled me, bro. You said, no, they're going to get along. They all want this. Han, from your lips to God's ears, they made that trade. Without that trade, the Nets are nowhere right now. We need James Harden.
Yep.
He is our MVP.
I'm telling you, they played together in LA all summer. They already worked out whatever those, you know, who has the ball, who does this. They got it. Like, anybody that thinks, oh, it's three egos, it's only one ball, it's going to be hard. They've already worked that out. Like, that's why this trade made a lot of sense, because all the chemistry and team building stuff that coaches might worry about, you bring it. Like I'll give you the experience that I'm closest to. Carmelo Anthony came in. Amari was the man.
Yeah.
Carmelo comes in. Amari had to like rescind a little bit. Like, all right, this guy's here, and I know he's a star too. But that wasn't comfortable, and that took time, and in fact, it cost you a coach. So, you know, that doesn't always work. But if the players have a previous relationship and already know.
That's the difference.
And these guys had that.
That's the difference. Like, KD and Harden already played together, right? And KD's already been part of going to a super team with two superstars
he's
already there.
It.
And he became less. And he said, you know what? I can coast and I can do what's needed to be done, and I don't have to put it all on my shoulders like it was in OKC. So, I think he relishes in the fact that he doesn't have to, like, carry the team. And listen, James Harden relishes it too, because James Harden is playing the same way that he played in Houston. He's just slightly different as a facilitator.
Well, he's not pounding the rock into the ground like he was
doing. And the only reason he pounded the rock there is because he didn't have teammates that he can trust to make the proper decision. See, I think he respects those guys from their basketball acumen as much as he believes in his basketball acumen. So he feels like they're both at a master level. Those two are both at master level classes. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he had enough. I think he liked Aaron Gordon. I think he liked P.J. Tucker. But he has guys that he knows will make the right basketball play. And he loves the beauty of basketball. When the basketball is properly shared, when you have to defend three, you can't defend nobody.
Hmm. I mean, you've got talent at that level all playing together. They will figure it out. I just want to see who's going to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the team that steps up and makes it miserable for them? Who has that ability
Miami.
To make it just – yeah, that's one.
Just because they say, we're just going to play defense. We're going to grind you out.
After it, right. And just do the things they don't want, like especially early in the playoffs. Those guys don't want a grinder. They just come on, you know. Like, and then of course, here's the other question. We all know this is the big question. Will the NBA allow it? Will the officiating?
Is the whistles going to get tight? Do you think the whistles are going to get tight in the playoffs?
Will they take the ability to play them physical away?
You ordered a cold red.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Let's take Mike in Queens. Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Not much, man. Much respect. I grew up on Long Island, so much respect to you guys for
there you go.
Some good years, man. Two quick points. One is, I feel like I'm had crazy in my Frosted Mini Wheats this morning. Does nobody remember that James Harden is terrible in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's one of his knocks. But although
why is he terrible in the playoffs?
He was playing great in getting to the conference finals that year, and then they blew the 3-1, and he couldn't make a shot in that critical game. So that is always going to hang over him. Always going to hang over him.
Can I make an excuse? Because I remember they were talking about LeBron James didn't have the clutch game when he was passing to Daniel Marshall. I think that's the reason why he falters, right? Because he pounded the ball, right? Because you talk about a guy that never – we always talk about, oh, LeBron plays every game. Well, who plays every game,
James
too?
James Harden. This is the first time he's missed a stretch like this.
You can't take him off the court. So, finally, I think he's going to be rested, and he's going to have gas to be able to make it all the way through. I always felt like his legs got heavy when it got to, like the conference finals, he had to do so much for his team to win. He had to put up 40 every night. He had to hit a bunch of threes. So eventually your legs get tired. But now guess what? He knows that he doesn't have to score for them to win. He knows he can facilitate. So if his shot's not working, he trusts the rest of the guys to be a creator.
He was jacking up some shots, though, you got to admit.
Yeah, like, and what happened is your shoulders get tired. You've been jacking up shots all year. Like, damn. Can anybody else hit a basket? I got it. Move out the way, PJ. Spread the court. Okay, Gordon. All right. You ain't going to hit no three every blue moon.
Eric Gordon actually has been a really good playoff performer.
Gordon.
Yeah,
he's my favorite guy.
Yeah, I'd like to get him out of that place as well, if that's possible. Bring him to New York, baby.
Too expensive.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll continue with your calls. We got audio files coming up one more time. this week. And coming up, there's a couple of things here, including the end of a slump.
Hmm.
The end. I mean, just what it feels like. You'll hear it when a slump that you are just not used to finally comes to an end. That's coming up on Audio Files. Of course, your calls as well. But first, Bart has this.
I must have missed something in the production meeting, man. You got to let me know. Get a true, real break with HelloFresh.
HelloFresh
lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle without sacrificing delicious meals. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients that you, not me, you can prepare in little as 25 minutes. HelloFresh sends you the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free with more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week. You'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 and get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code... Promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/Bartholomew. Not Bartholomew, BART12. Back after this. Audio Files, turn it up. I'm about to.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. You like that? Is that you were into that? We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guys, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We thank Brian Windhorst for joining us. If you missed that conversation, we had some fun with Brian. You can get it anywhere you get podcasts. Just type in at Bart and Han.
He agreed that Porter and Edwards have very punchable faces.
He laughed. I don't know if he agreed,
that's
but he did laugh.
That's agreement.
He did also. I found it interesting that he did outline what it'll take for Tom Thibodeau to win Coach of the Year for the New York Knicks.
Got to finish hard.
Basically, he said these next four games are important because if they can hold on to fourth, he's a shoe-in. But if they're like, you know, the seventh, it's hard to give a seventh seed, right? Even though he's done a remarkable job, that's really the reality of it. So very interesting. And he also said Jokic is his MVP, and he also tells you it'll be a landslide, which tells you the media all know, they all talk to each other, they're going to give it to Jokic.
Because what happened is when Jamal Murray went down, so now you got a superstar.
You thought they were dead.
Right, it was no dead.
They're a game out of third right now. If they win tonight, they play the They have a big game. Oh, the Jazz.
Yeah.
If they win tonight,
they
move into third.
But, you know, they brought in McGee and they brought in Gordon. They lost one, but they gained one.
Yeah, but they lost a good one, though.
They lost a great one and got a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Something else was lost, and we'll discuss that in Audio Files. Well, one thing we talk about lost, well, maybe just – the end of an era, and that is with Albert Pujols, who was designated for assignment basically waived by the Angels.
He's in the final
year of his deal. He's been there a long time, 21 years in Major League Baseball, and this is only the second time he'll be a free agent.
Yeah, 9 years, man. He's been there.
He's
going to his 10th year. Listen,
667 home runs. He is one of like three guys with 3,000 hits and 600 home runs.
Like he was you talk about when you talk about being Hall of Fame, you talk about being the best in baseball for like a 5 to 6 year reign, and he had a 5 to 6 year run with the Cardinals. And when he first got over there, I look for this pitch, man, and if I get it, I got to do damage, man. And I tell you what, you got to root for him, man. 41 years old, man. It was a great career.
Now he still wants to play, and you'd think as a DH, he could probably end up somewhere in the American League, but actually,
he ain't hitting no home runs no more.
With the injury to Votto, maybe the Reds, maybe. Right? You think about it,
but here, Cincinnati after
LA. So anyway, Perry Minasian is the GM with the Angels. He's the one that had to make this decision. He just was hired last fall, by the way, and he explained why. No, I mean, I guess out of respect,
they're still paying him his money, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they put Dennis in for assignment, but it's the idea that, you know, we need the roster spot. He's sitting on the bench. He's not a guy you do that to.
Yeah, he's not versatile. He's not
and
a guy.
He doesn't want to retire.
Yeah, he's like a deuce in a quarter. He'll just warm up, man.
But he's batting 196. Like, he's not exactly hitting the ball.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he's not a guy that you're just going to get off the bench. Hey, Albert, go hit one for me. Like,
that's a good point, too.
You got to warm it up. He needs to see pitches. He needs to get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know,
like I said, we'll see if he ends up elsewhere, maybe even signs with the Cardinals and then retires, which is really where he had his best years. Mm-hmm. We shall see. But obviously, one of the all-time greats in baseball history. Some things that happened in hockey the last couple of days, very interesting, with the Rangers and the Washington Capitals. We talked enough about Tom Wilson, what he did in that scrum against the Rangers, Artemi Panarin, and also Pavel Buchnevich. He only gets a $5,000 fine by the league, which now sets the Rangers off. They put out a statement. The Rangers get fined $250,000 for the statement, which called for the firing of George Parros, who was in charge of the NHL's...
Now, who's sensitive now?
Health and safety. And on top of it, by the way, you'll find this funny. Buchnevich was also suspended a game for a high stick as part of all the scrums happening in the second game that they had with the Capitals. So...
Come on, man.
Tom Wilson, by the way, he did tell the media that he did reach out to Panarin and to check on him and make sure he was all right. So I don't know if anything's been fixed there. But more news with the Rangers throughout all this was that their team president and GM, so John Davidson, and their general manager, Jeff Gordon, were fired. Yeah, and so all this is happening, and then they clean house in the front office because the Rangers are not going to make the playoffs again. This year, they have
named... What happened to that note that they sent us, man? They apologized
to
the world.
3 years ago, 4 years ago. And
the open letter was that
rebuild,
long ago?
Rebuild, 2-3 years ago at least, and the rebuild is kind of taking longer than expected. So Chris Drury, who was the associate GM, has now been elevated to president and GM, and he discussed how it's a bit awkward of a move, but a move that he certainly is looking to take on. Not easy, of course, for Chris Drury, but for him now to take on the challenge of...
Yeah, right.
Well, you got to go through the process now of the exit interviews. Yeah. James Dolan, the owner of the team, did tell the New York Post the reason why they felt the move to be made was now was so that they're wrapping up the season, only a couple more games left, and you have exit interviews. And the guy that should be running them is Chris Drury. He should be sitting down talking to players, figuring out what he wants to do going forward, and then step into the offseason and get to action and start to accelerate, advance the cause with this rebuild. And they have a lot of young talent on the roster.
Can the Knicks and the Rangers be good at the same time?
Not since 1994. Like, well, no, 1997 they were good together.
It's like we anticipated both teams were going to be good. But I tell you what, same thing make you laugh, make you cry. Because Messi's lurking.
Although 2013.
Messi's like that little seagull. Oh!
Messier?
Yeah. He's just waiting for you to take your last breath. Oh!
That's the question here. Because David Quinn's the head coach, and really the thinking was maybe David Quinn would be under fire. But he's not, at least not yet. Now, Drury is a BU guy. Quinn's a BU guy. Mm-hmm. So they all know each other. They had that, the Boston University connection. Does Drury stick with Quinn as the head coach going forward? Or, as I know Mark Messier said on the K Show in ESPN 98.7 in New York, is, I can coach.
Yeah.
And is that something to keep an eye on? So, a lot of stuff going on with the New York Rangers, and the league would certainly love to get them back into the fold as an elite team in the NHL. One more here, and I'm stalling because I'm trying to find it on the page, and I don't see it. And that stinks. Oh, there it is. My eyes are terrible. It's Friday.
You've been up for...
I have been. Don't worry. Yeah, nobody cares.
Been up since yesterday. This is the same day
So here's the New York Mets coming off a road trip, right? And Francisco Lindor has been their big prize free agent. 10 years, $34 million. $340 million.
$34 million a year.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Right. And he has not done anything. He hasn't hit. He's been a mess. And so what happens with this is that they fire their hitting coach, Chili Davis. Mm-hmm. But then he finally, after an 0-for-26 skid, he got a hit. And it's very exciting.
A hit.
Yes.
Like, singular,
he got a hit.
Like, not plural. Not hits.
The streak.
Hit.
The slump is over. And Lindor is happy.
Yeah, we want
to 0-for-26 for a guy.
We want a refund. Put Dom Smith.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Do you think it's... The amount of money that you sign, then you come to a big market team, and you're just struggling to hit. Does the contract play in here at all? Do you think with him? Do you think it's a little bit of weight because it's
playing?
All right, maybe 3-4, 0-for-4, you get it. All right, now you're gonna 0-for-6.
Yeah, he's putting pressure.
When does it start to become I got to get a hit? They just gave me all this money.
0-for-15.
Now you're 0-for-15.
And they're looking at you. They're like, DeGrom got a lower than one ERA, and you dang, dude, you can't give us one hit for DeGrom? Damn.
But how much
can't
get
hit by a pitch?
As an athlete, does that
Of course.
Does that get to you mentally?
Especially in New York, man, because we're going to accelerate it. We're going to talk about it because we got so many the high expectations for the Mets. Oh, the Mets are finally able to compete with free agents and spend the type of money that the Yankees are. Oh, man, they're going to be favored this, favored that. Wrong. Right now, it's not looking so good. And he has to adjust and settle in. We see this happen with a lot of stars that come in, guys like Randy Johnson, guys like Sonny Gray.
You think well, you're naming guys that couldn't win in New York, though. The guys that failed here.
Who was that? Not Girardi. I always forget the little other steroid dude, the like Cabbage Patch Kid.
The other steroid dude that looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
For the Yankees, man.
I don't know.
Name one.
Just tweet at me if you can come up with that one. I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's not Boone. I remember.
Right. Well, the Mets are 13-13 now.
Let me Google. Cabbage Patch Kids that took steroids for the Yankees.
Oh, man. The NL East, a game out of first place behind Philadelphia. Really, nobody's running away with that division right now. So if Lindor gets hot, maybe the Mets can get hot. And then they can take it the way they expected it to go this year once they signed him. All right, that's Audio Files. Bart's going to look up cabbage. Let's see, steroid guy with a cabbage patch
that struggled the first year in the Bronx. It starts with a B. You know, he's like cabbage patch, rosy cheeks, look like a fat Coughlin's son or something like that, like descendant Coughlin with the rosy cheeks. I'll think of him when we come back.
Not Jason Giambi.
Yeah, Giambi.
It doesn't start with a B.
Well, it got a B in it. Jason Giambi. You know what I'm talking about? Dude, struggle first year, pressure, rosy cheeks. Cabbage patch face. Baby face.
Why did I know it was going to be Giambi? Bart and I were brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. This is why you listen. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will finish with you making the hot takes of the week. Coming up next.
Bart and I. Search engine.
ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
You watch it. Like, this is what happens. Again, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. It's Friday, so we're just talking. We'll get to the calls in a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you watch a funny movie,
you want to let them in? They're going to take your car?
Yeah. Keyshawn and Jay Will decided, they asked me, like, you know, they made a reference
assumed.
To
they're
the movie.
Assumed. They're probably assumed. Because you're down. That brother's down.
Well, I just try to be well-rounded. And they said, they gave you the scene, the cornbread scene.
Yeah.
And I just had a blank stare, like, you know, that's a movie I don't think about. I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and they got mad at me, and they were just like, you like that? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, it's classic, man.
So now they're challenging me, so I need to see it. But funny movies, you can't watch once and then remember.
Because you're going to miss some stuff.
Yeah.
My name's
Funny
Jake
movies,
Lane.
You got to watch. You got to watch them like twice.
So all these years we've been together, I'd be like, out of pappy. You had no idea what I was talking about.
I never, no.
Well, just remember, out of pappy. Just remember that. And you'll come back and you'll know what
you
it is.
You put so many references into one.
Yeah, okay.
Like when you talk and you just like, there's like five movie references. So I'm like, if I get three of them, I'm good.
I'm the father of that there young and boss.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, so Bart, Knicks fans aren't just making their fans happy. They're also making bettors happy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Listen to this. They're 65% ATS against the spread this season. That's the third highest percentage in the NBA over the past 30 seasons. You bet with the Knicks, you make money. So tonight, last I checked, 6.5-point underdogs in Phoenix. Mm. What do you do? What do you do?
This is tough, man.
Let's go, baby. Want to make some money?
This is tough because Phoenix, this is a must-win for Phoenix, and I believe it's a must-win for the Knicks.
It's an important win. It's an important game for Phoenix, yes,
yeah, they want to try and go first. So, like, you're not going to get one of those games, and, like, the Knicks are past that point where people sleep on them, right? Remember, they came over here to New York not too long ago. He's like, yo, that's a good team. Like, so they're not going to sleep on them. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a fight. And if they don't show up and they're not shooting as good as they did the other day, they come out and sleepwalk through the first quarter like they did against the Nuggets, it's going to be an early night. You really don't want that pressure to have to beat LeBrick James. I mean, not LeBrick. What do we call him now?
You can call him LeBron.
No, like the LaSalle because he hurt. LeBroke James or something.
Oh, don't say LeBroke. Don't do that. Hector's in Hartford, Hector.
Big Bart, what's going on, Mr. Hand? How are you?
What's happening?
You call him Mr. Hand? Yeah.
I got a question.
Fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with Mr. Hand? I got, you know.
Han!
Spread the love a little bit.
It's all good.
Han! All right. I got a question for you. Well, actually, I got two, so I'll ask them both in a row. Number one, is it going to take seasons or games before the Jets realize they messed up?
Oh,
before they messed up? Man, listen, they built a solid roster, man. I think I talked to Joe. I talked to Joe the other day, man, and well, never mind. My personal conversation.
Oh.
It's a couple, they're a couple seasons away, man. They're about a season away, man, from making a big jump, man, as far as improving this football team. I think you're going to get hope, just like the Knicks gave you hope this year. And I think they'll be ready to get some good free agents and become of age next year.
The kid has to be good. Now, their first rookie practice was today. I mean, I'm that guy now that the minute I see a little video of him throwing a 5-yard pass to somebody, I'm like, right?
It's gonna take time. Like, everybody wants him to be Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. He doesn't have to be that right now. One, they have to go get a backup quarterback because they don't have one on the roster. So I mean, they got to bring some camp
like arms, like a veteran.
Yeah, his rotator cuff gonna fall off. I mean, how about that?
You know, that's true. So, but still, as we start ramping towards a new season for the NFL, we start ramping towards playoffs for the NBA next week.
Next week,
NBA regular season.
Next week, NFL, I believe, is
The schedule comes out right on the 12th. Lots to get to.
Who would win?
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks as always. Bart, I'll see you on Monday.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.